Hi everybody, this is Tracy, and I am here doing a very quick video to say thank you to all of my supporters out there. Obviously, you're on my YouTube channel and you might be on my podcast, but this week has had a lot of big events, big numbers, and it's almost like seeing my life come together in this narcissist world. For those of you who don't know, I have, my channel is dedicated to helping victims of abuse, and I also have a website, narcissistabusesupport.com, and we've been just like doing amazing things on that. And when I say me, I'm talking about me and my part-time employee who helps me now to get everything together, helps me edit things and put things together. There is so much going on in my life right now, and I owe it all to you guys. So many people think that because you're on YouTube, you're some big star and you're getting some huge amounts of money from YouTube. And honestly, we don't. Unless you watch an ad. And, you know, this goes to any YouTube channel that you watch. You know, I get about 30,000 views a week. And that means I make about $100 for the month if I'm lucky. So it's not like you're getting rich from YouTube, but it does, you know, help get the message out there. That's a lot of people listening to my stuff. And I am so grateful to all of you for doing that. My YouTube channel is just 40 people away from 8,000 subscribers. And that is something I never would have imagined in my whole life. So I'm pretty excited, and thank you all for being there for me. I also have a Pinterest board, and this is sort of a non-narcissist touting my own stuff, but it's in gratitude to you guys. My Pinterest board hit 1 million viewers in the last 30 days. It hit it yesterday. So that was like a monumental number. Last year, around this time, I hit 2 million, but then it goes down. It's sort of the holidays. People start to look at narcissist pins, I guess. But that's a big number, and I'm so proud of it. I also have a podcast, so if you have not listened to my podcast, they are the same episodes as I have here on YouTube, but it's good to listen to on the run. Listen in your car as you are in the grocery store. I listen to podcasts as I shop every single time I do, because it's right there and I don't have to be looking at anything, and I can just have my earbuds in and be shopping. It's fun. So my podcast was just voted in the top 15 podcasts for narcissist abuse, and I was ranked number 4. So that was a huge honor. So look at all these honors that have come to me this week. What I'm doing with my website is to grow it, to get more people that will submit blogs to me. So if you're a good writer and you want to write a blog and get your story out there, whether you want to link to a website, I will do that. I mean, you know, put credit to you if you've got a website. If not, you can just share your experience or your story with my website, because when you share your story like I'm sharing mine, we all heal. So if you're a writer and you're interested in doing that, you can reach me on my website, narcissistabusesupport.com. I'm also trying really hard to build a back end to support therapists, give them red flag checklists and all kinds of things that they can support their clients with. Here's the red flags or whatever it is. I'm building this, and I'm building it with authors. I'm trying to get them to donate a PDF that, let's say you're suspecting your mother or father is a narcissistic parent. I was given a checklist to share with those people. And, you know, it's constantly evolving, constantly building. And this in addition to my real job. You know, I am also looking to have a help wanted section, if you would. Looking for volunteers. I have been getting all kinds of messages that I'm trying to do this alone and I don't have to. And yesterday, as I've been praying and thinking and going, I really should build that section to ask for help, and I never have time to do it. But someone stepped forward yesterday, and God bless her. She is now becoming a admin on my Facebook page, as well as she's going to help me look for some bloggers that can write for me. So if you have some free time and want to donate, give back to the community, please reach out to me. My email is tracy@narcissistabusesupport.com. Hopefully one day I'll have time to build that page. My course on boundaries is doing really well, and every day I wake up and I'm so excited to see that other people have bought it. So if you know somebody that doesn't really have good boundaries, anyone who has been through narcissist abuse probably doesn't. They don't like people with boundaries. They're looking for the weak link, and if we don't have boundaries, that is the weak link. I'm also building scripts, and I've been building courses for my support groups here in Colorado, but I want to bring these little mini lessons sort of classes to you. So that takes up a lot of my time and my free time. Let's see. I've also gotten like gifts this week. I swear it's Tracy week, and it humbles me at the same time as just feeling like after all the abuse and all of the stuff we've been through, for me, financial abuse and financial ruin, even though I had my own company, I had a $100,000 lawyer bill, and I have been digging with a shovel for a long time to get out of that and to rebuild my life. My coaching this month has hit an all-time record high, and I'm so grateful that people are coming and trusting me with their trauma. And my style of coaching, I'm not sure what other people's are, but I like to validate what you've got, answer your questions, and like, what do I need to do next? That is my specialty. I have read hundreds of books that are about co-parenting, divorcing, narcissists, sociopaths, fear, anxiety, boundaries, of course, and abandonment. There's so many factors that we have to learn. So all of that, when I talk to someone in my client sessions, I can identify, you know what? You want to know where to go next? Read this book. Do this workbook. I can spot out where you are and what you need to do to get moving forward. We learn enough about them when we listen to the YouTube videos, but then we're still going a year later. I'm looking at, you know, YouTube videos all day long and all night long, and we need to put some inspiration in there. We need to add some really inspirational videos and change up the way that we're getting help. And that's what I do when I coach people. My Facebook group also just hit 5,000 people this month. Like, look at all these numbers, it's so awesome. So, okay, just to tell you, I have coached people from South Africa, Sweden. I just had someone from Italy sign up, Australia. It's so cool. And I am willing to kind of, you know, ride the time change and find a space where I can, you know, talk with you when you're awake. I got this, actually I got two of them. They're from a survivor in Dubai, and it is a magic carpet coaster, and she mailed it to me, and I'm just honored that, you know, she shared a little bit of her country with me. If you're from another country, or even if you're not in another state, you know, engage with me at the end of a video and say, greetings from Georgia, greetings from Croatia. It just makes me so happy to see that I'm reaching and helping people. Oh, Germany was this morning. I was texting a girl, and it touches my heart. I also got in the mail, well, it was a David and Harry gift basket of yummy treats to eat, but it came with a trophy. You're the best. And that, you know, I shoved it in my son's face because he's the one who's always gotten trophies. I never get trophies, but that was kind of cool, right? And then I got this. This gift has been around for a little bit of a few months now. And this is from my friend Marnie, who is a survivor, and I bet she's gonna watch this. And I have this out. It's a Scrabble board, and it's made about my channel, and says narcissist abuse, red flags, recovery, subscribe to YouTube, support and trust and self-love and empaths and healing. I'm so touched by the people in this community who are showing me that what I'm doing is helping them. And that's what keeps me going. And I just wanted to share with you the gratitude that I have for everybody that makes a comment on YouTube. I get an average of 350 comments a week. That's a lot of comments. Sometimes I'm right on the ball, and then other times I have plans like cooking Thanksgiving dinner or something, so I don't answer as many. But engage with me and join my Facebook group if you are looking for more support. There are people out there that are just like you that can answer your questions in the middle of the night. If you've got something and you're scared or you're wondering or it feels shitty right now, help me. You know, throw down a post in our Facebook group. 5,000 people are there to support you, and there is hope out there. So that's all I've got to tell you today, but I'm really, really just here to show you my gratitude and thanks for all that you do. It feels like this is Tracy Month, and I'm extremely touched. So thank you, and I'll see you guys soon.